Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL legend special. Larry Little, offensive guard, Miami Dolphins, by way of Benoon Cookman. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Again, I'm Mr. Vincent Turner. The Miami Dolphins and Larry Little. 1972, the only undefeated season in the National Football League. Never thought it'd stand that long. I thought it'd be several teams that'd go undefeated. That's a hell of a record, man. Still undefeated, the only undefeated team. And you go back to 1972 and you think about the Miami Dolphins and you think about their rushing attack. Two rushes over 1,000 yards, Mercury Morris, who I saw play in college. I was 8 years old when he played West Texas State, and they played Memphis State at the time. His backfield mate was Dwayne Thomas. Then Larry Zonka, who went over 1,000 yards. Then they had another running back, Jim Kick, that was pretty good, too. And you think about that 72 team. They played 1,020 minutes that year. And they only spent 122 minutes and 51 seconds behind in the football game. And a lot of that had to do with the running attack. That offensive line. Then you think about Larry Zonka, who was a bull. Run over you. Run hard between the tackles. Then you think about Mercury Morris, who had that skill set of initial quickness. Running sticks to vision. And Jim Kick was just an all-around running back that can do it all. Then you look at that offensive line, they had Jim Langler, Bob Kuchenberg, Norm Evans. But it was no doubt Larry Little was the best offensive lineman on that Dolphins line. And you look at that 72 season and look at the teams they played against that Mr. Little had to hold his own against. These defensive lines. Let me start with Kansas City, Curly Cope and Buck Buchanan. Let me start with Houston, Evan Bethea and Pat Holmes. Let me start with the Vikings, Carl Eller, Jim Marshall, Alan Page, Gary Lawson, the Purple People Eaters. Buffalo with Al Collins, Jerry Patton. Baltimore with Fred Miller, Roy Hilton, Billy Newsome. New England with Julius Adams and Dave Rowe. St. Louis with John Richardson. The New York Giants with Larry Jacobson and Henry Reed, Jack Gregory and John Mendenhall. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ernie Holmes, Joe Green, L.C. Greenwood, and Dwight White. Some of the defensive lines that the Dolphins took all the way to being undefeated. And Larry Little, go back on the game film. He handled his business like no tomorrow against them great players. But the thing about Mr. Miller, I learned. excuse me, Mr. Little, is that the skill set he had, the knee being A+, the use of hands A+, the explosion A+, the pass protection A+, the block downfield A+, the pull and trap A+, the reach and seal A+, finish and sustain. Look what he did against Joe Green, Ernie Holmes, the anchor A+, the lateral range A+, the football intelligence A+, Larry Little represented, Benoon Cookman, Booby Clark, Nick Collins, Anthony Bass, Terry Anderson. He was representing Booker T. Washington High School out of Miami. Antonio Callaway, Quentin Dunbar, Chad Thomas, Mark Walton. That's why Mr. Little ended up 2-time Super Bowl champion, 5-time Pro Bowler, 1970. Listen to this now. He was voted on the 1970 All-Decade Team. Deacon Jones. I don't have to say no more. Voted with Deacon Jones, Bob Greasy, Zonka, Alan Page, Staubach. And people don't really mention his name till this day. But let me tell you something. Larry Little was special. 5-time Pro Bowler. 19 Pro Football Hall of Fame class in 1993. But when he went through all those great defensive lines, all I think about Larry Little is this. Godzilla! King Kong don't have nothing on me. You look at him in the picture right there and you see how he padded up. And he didn't do no talking. This guy maybe is considered, a lot of people don't say this, he might be the greatest offensive guard that played this game. And don't get no love and no respect. Well, today, in my opinion, pound for pound, skill to skill, Larry Little's the best that's done it, man. Out of that little small school in Daytona Beach, Florida, Benoon Cookman. That guy was a mainstay on the Miami Dolphins offensive line. Tremendous football player, man. On that 72 undefeated team, everybody's going to talk about Bob Greasy, of course. Paul Warfield, of course. Howard Twilley, of course. Nick Bonacani, of course. It's no question about Manny Fernandez. Dick Anderson, Jake Scott. Lloyd Mumphrey. Zonka Kitt and Morris. But by no means, they had the offensive line was blocking for them, and one of those guys right there was doing his business. Think about the defensive line they had to block to get the Dolphins into the Super Bowl. Joe Green, Ernie Holmes, L.C. Greenwood, and Dwight White. He handled his business. Larry Little, one of the best to ever done it. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And all I got to say about Larry Little, when I think about Larry Little, I think about him being a soul man. Benoon Cookman. By the way, Booker T. Washington High School in Miami, Florida. Soul man by Sam and Dave. And the lyrics by a gentleman I looked up to, Mr. David Porter, one of the greatest songwriters who don't get his respect out of Stack Records. Well, Sam and Dave had a song, I'm a Soul Man. Larry Little was a soul man. Before I get started, to all you sticky fingers out there, We'll sure appreciate you coming here to 100 Yards Football. This is to you. Coming to you on the dusty road. Good loving. I got a truckload. When I get there, some don't worry, because I'm coming. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. Doom, 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 doom. Larry Little was a soul man on that Miami Dolphins offensive line.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football Vincent Turner, from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.